time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. You know, if you've experienced those senior moments, you know, when you can't remember where you left your keys or your car, well, stay tuned, because we're going to talk about memory and how to improve your memory, even if you're just a senior in high school. So today we have lots of nutritionists here in the studio. You know, they're going to answer all your questions that you could possibly have. So first, let me introduce Christina Swigert. She's our co-host, and Christina is a licensed nutritionist, and she sees clients at both our St. Paul office and at our White Bear office, and she teaches many of our corporate classes and seminars. You know, Christina, you've been busy these last couple of weeks, haven't you?
I have been doing lots of teaching. About a month ago, I was at Tartan High School and took part in their staff development day. For 3 hours, I was with a lot of their staff, about 100 of them, actually. And then Nancy and I spent a couple Mondays at Blue Cross Blue Shield doing some info sessions with them. And then earlier this week, I actually drove down to Goodhue and did a class on feeding kids there for about 60 people. And that was just a great group with lots of questions and just really want to know how they can feed their kids well.
Well, you know, Christina, I have been busy, too, this week, because
yes,
I taught a couple of nutrition for sobriety classes. And this afternoon, right after the show, I'm going back to the office and teach a pain and inflammation class. And so, you know, and we're just a couple of the people that are out there teaching. We're teaching all over these days, our nutritional weight and wellness.
Got a lot of teachers.
You know, Christina really has a busy schedule. You know, she works. She has two small children. So, Christina, as a busy mother, do you regularly get your 8 or 9 hours of sleep?
Maybe not 8 to 9, but definitely 7 to 8.
Okay.
And my husband and I both really put sleep at a high priority because we know how important it is and how much better we feel when we get good sleep. And, you know, the research shows it, too. I think most people can agree on how they feel, but there's also studies out there that show that it's important to get at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night for memory function. And what's interesting is that they say for teenagers really needs 9 to 10 hours to do their best in school. So if they really want to be able to have a better memory for their tests, be able to focus on their homework, they need to be getting more sleep.
And so they need to get off the computer and quit playing computer games.
Yes. Start their homework before 10 o'clock.
So many of our clinics, when they come in, they indicate on their health history form that they're really having trouble with memory. I bet, Christina, don't you notice that about 50% of our clients, they check that one on memory.
Mm-hmm.
And then we find out that they're only sleeping 4 or 5 hours a night.
Right. And I think people are really surprised to find out that sleep problems really are a nutritional problem. And once they really adjust their nutrition, they can really start sleeping 8 hours every night. And you know what happens? Their memory is better.
Exactly. We see it over and over. So, you know, with the topic being lack of sleep, so let me introduce my daughter, Christy Kvist. Christy will soon be completing her master's degree in nutrition. And this summer, I think anyway, we think she'll start her internship to be a registered dietitian. So not only is Christy a grad student, she's a mother of Willow, age 5, Cedar, age 3, and baby Rowan, age 1. So, Christy, you know, has sleep been a little bit of a problem for you the last 5 years?
Yes, it's certainly been a problem. And, you know, I can tell when I haven't had enough sleep, being in graduate school, if I have to go take a test the next day, I'm not as happy with the outcome as if I were to get 7 or 8, or, you know, even sometimes I do get the 9 hours, but it really helps my memory if I can get the sleep I need.
Well, yeah, you know, she says that maybe the outcome on the test are not quite as good, but then how much better can you do than an A?
Right, yeah, not always. So, and it was actually my idea to have the topic today be memory, because I was taking a class in nutrition and aging, and memory is a very important topic for older people. And many people are concerned with developing Alzheimer's disease as they get older.
Oh, I think, you know, as an older person, Memory is a very important thing. So I wanted to take a look at some of the nutritional and lifestyle habits that today, if you listen, you can actually start practicing these to support your memory and your brain wellness. I mean, I think this is so important. We've got to get on the bandwagon to do this.
That's right. And, you know, we really understand that sleep is so important to your brain health. So, you know, we really want you to look at that and address that and help you correct your sleep problems. And, you know, one of the first things that I really recommend for people is having a bedtime snack. Don't stop at six. Now, if you're thinking of something like popcorn or cereal, you might as well forget that because that might be your sleep problems. I know a little while ago, I went over to my parents' house and my mom said, oh, I just slept awful last night. And I said, Mom, did you have popcorn for a snack last night? And oh, yeah, I did. She sleeps awful when she eats popcorn.
I think we find that all the time.
Yeah.
People just don't connect that. But I bet after today, they will.
Right. Because when you're eating the popcorn and cereal, both of those turn into sugar or glucose in your brain, which what happens is that it alerts your brain and prevents a restful night's sleep.
So, Christina, what would then be a better snack? I mean, popcorn does smell good, but...
Right, it does. But, you know, one option might be having some full-fat cottage cheese with maybe put a half a cup of some blueberries and some walnuts on top of that. Or my husband's favorite snack is slicing up some apples and putting some real peanut butter or real almond butter on that. And that's also a great snack and very easy to do in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
And I know my kids love frozen organic cherries in plain full-fat yogurt. And yes, I did say plain yogurt, but the trick is it does have to have that fat in it for them to eat it. And they love it. And also, I sometimes add avocados to the yogurt and cherries.
So, you know, we need that fat from nuts or avocados to balance our blood sugar through the night. And then that is the fat that actually helps our brain function better. And so we get that brain support all night long.
And an interesting thing that we like to point out in a lot of our classes is that when you take the shell off a walnut, or the way it is when you buy it already shelled in the store, if you look at it, it actually looks just like a brain. So it's interesting that walnuts actually are one of the nuts that are highest in omega-3s and good for our brain health.
I was just fascinated when I saw that.
Yeah.
When I first saw that and made that connection. And then it's high in omega-3, and that's the brain fat that
right.
we have. I mean, it's fascinating, isn't it?
It
when
is.
We look at some of this. So, there's other things that people, when they're having trouble sleeping, besides just eating a good bedtime snack. And I know, Christy, you've found some things that you need to do to get to sleep fast.
Yes. Every night, the one or two supplements that I take without fail every night is magnesium glycinate and calcium citrate. And taking those, they both help me to relax. And I get better sleep even when I have a little visitor or two named Willow or Cedar come visit me at night. Magnesium actually helps me to get a deeper level of sleep so I don't even hear our rooster on our farm crowing when the sun comes up in the morning.
I know, and I think Mark says that a lot. He tells me that a lot. You sleep right through all that stuff.
Yep.
You know, I don't think that people realize that our brain actually uses more nutrients than any other organ in our body. Now, kind of think about this a minute. You know, most people would think it's your heart, but it's actually your brain using lots of nutrients. And so what we eat and what we drink plays a huge role in maintaining good memory. And I got a perfect example of this because I was teaching at this treatment center, and I had a young gentleman come up and said, well, you know, I do drink a lot of Mountain Dew, because we had been talking about Mountain Dew kind of leads back possibly to relapse. And so he says, you know, I spend $10 a day on Mountain Dew.
Wow.
And I said, I think you need to come see me.
Right.
And he said, you know, it'd be really cheap to come to see you compared to what I'm spending on Mountain Dew.
That's right.
I mean, you know, it's like that's going to affect his memory if it hasn't already.
Right. The Mountain Dew or a lot of other things that we're going to touch on, too. And that ties right in. You know, a speaker that we've enjoyed learning a lot from, Dr. Jeffrey Bland, he's a researcher and an author, and he always points out that nutrition and lifestyle habits, which would be the Mountain Dew or the popcorn and cereal, really accounts for 90% of our health, and the genetics is only really 10% of what your health is.
You know, I think that's kind of interesting, Christine, and I think we should reemphasize that just a little bit, because think about this, because that genetics is 10%, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And lifestyle is 90%.
Yes. And that was, we just heard him a couple weekends ago, and that was really what he was saying. And there's a lot of research that is finally supporting that as well, that, you know, what we eat is really affecting us at the deepest cellular level.
Right, exactly.
As a graduate student, we are taught that our class information needs to be backed up by research.
Well, and as a business, we agree with that. Yes, we do.
And there is actually really good research back from as far back as 1983 demonstrating the relationship between low vitamin B levels and memory loss, especially B12, B6, and folic acid. This research that was reported in the Journal of the American Medical Association found low levels of vitamin B vitamins correlated with memory loss.
And I know, I think people don't always realize that when you eat meat, we are making our B vitamins, especially B12. And, you know, I think a lot of times people go through most of the day without having any of that. But another piece of that is when we eat the meat, in order to digest it and make those B vitamins, we need sufficient levels of hydrochloric acid to break down that animal protein and make our B vitamins, especially the B12.
So we're going to continue this conversation a little bit after our break here. You are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, an organization specializing in therapeutic nutrition. If you're experiencing memory loss, you know, add omega-3 fatty acids in the form of sardines, like our friend Barb does, or salmon, and I try to eat salmon a couple of times a week now, at least, mackerel, or take a high-quality omega-3 supplement to assist your brain function. Your brain is made up of omega-3s. That's what your brain is. So questions today about memory, call us at 651-641-1071.
Well, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I am Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist, and I am here today with Dar Kavist, licensed nutritionist, and our special guest today, Christy Kavist, who is just completing her master's degree in nutrition, and she is well on her way to becoming a registered dietitian as well. And today we are discussing the role that nutrition plays in supporting your memory.
And, you know, when we were on break, we had a caller that was wondering how to improve your memory. And so I think we're just going to kind of talk a little bit more about that. You know, we wanted to talk about, Christina before the break was talking about how important it is to make your B vitamins. And how, again, do you make your B vitamins, Christina?
The first thing is we have to eat meat, that's one of the key ways that we make our B vitamins. I know you do get some in vegetables and things as well, but when you eat that meat, you have to have good hydrochloric acid in your stomach to break it down and make your B vitamins.
So now connect this. So many people are taking medications called acid blockers. Now just think about it. Are you taking an acid blocker? You know, it's because maybe you have some heartburn. And these medications have the potential to stop the production of B12 because the hydrochloric acid production has been stopped. And that blocks it. That's what the acid blocker does. And in fact, last Sunday in the Pioneer Press, you know, in that section called Turning Point, one of my clients because his health had improved so much, he was featured in that section.
It was a great article. I read it online just the other day, and just another example of the types of people that we see on a daily basis and just the amazing impact that good nutrition can have on somebody's life and their health and really turn it around.
You know, and one of the things that Jimmy had done is he had taken acid blockers for several years because he had lots of heartburn. And when he got his medication up to a level, he actually shut down his production, and he shut down his digestion, actually, and he shut down his hydrochloric acid production, and he stopped making B12, which ended up having him have, you know, memory loss. He had numbness in his feet and his legs, you know, and really his heartburn was from a food allergy. So it was when his wife brought him in, and we worked on the food allergy, we got rid of it, and then suddenly he didn't have that acid any longer. He just could stop his acid blocker and his memory returned and all the numbness in his legs went away.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, kind of like unbelievable, isn't it?
It is. It's an amazing story. So even a seemingly harmless medication like an acid blocker can really cause major memory problems. So that would be one thing people can look at to help improve their memory.
So, you know, let's take a caller here right now. Lorraine, you have a question today for us? Hi there. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Thank you. And my question is, what determines a high quality omega-3 supplement? On the side of the one that I have, it says quality assembling guaranteed. But how do I know it's quality? You know.
Christina, you want to handle that one?
Sure. One thing, you know, I know when Greg Peterson is on, the one who's an expert in this area, really encourages people to look for is that stamp on the side that says GMP, which stands for Good Manufacturing Practice, I believe. And those are labs that are a part of a program that really regulates what they're doing in their lab and that what's on the label is actually in the product. Also looking for with fish oil that they can guarantee the purity of it. One thing that I usually just tell people is I don't usually trust the fish oils in places like Walmart or Sam's Club or Target, things like that. Usually the really cheap ones aren't very pure. So looking at it more of a health professional to get good quality fatty acid.
And I think the other thing is when you're looking at fish oil, there's a lot of other things to look at.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, do you like to take a soft gel cap? I mean, some people do and some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can actually save money by just taking the straight liquid. Like taking a couple of teaspoons of fish oil a day is worth many, many soft gels that you would take.
Right.
And also, there's different strengths when you do take them. I mean, we have some that have what they call, like, you know, the breakdown would be the EPA part would be about 180 milligrams, and that's the part that reduces inflammation in your body. And then some of them have 300, 360, some of them have 720. So sometimes you can buy some that is more potent, and then you don't have to take as many. So there's a lot of different things that you have to consider when you're looking at fish oil.
So would I go to a health food store then?
I think that'd probably be safer, and then I think you need to really, again, look carefully at
mm-hmm.
that.
All right.
So I hope that answers the question.
Yes, thank you so much.
And thank you for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
So, you know, we're kind of, you know, I think what we're going to do is, Christina, I think we're going to take a quick break here.
Okay.
So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specialized in life-changing nutrition education. Memory and thinking processes are heavily dependent on acetylcholine. That's a neurotransmitter that you can increase with the correct food choices. You know, something that I eat every morning for my acetylcholine is organic eggs. And that egg yolk contains choline, which then gets converted into acetylcholine, and it helps me with my memory. And that's why I do eggs every morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way to support my memory. And, you know, we were kind of, one of the callers wanted us to talk about some of the things that we can support our memory. Well, eating a couple of organic eggs every morning will support that. Taking omega-3 fish oil will support that. Look carefully at your acid blockers. Maybe they're interfering with that B vitamin production. So if you have questions today for us, call us at 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
Worried that your cholesterol is a little high? Has your doctor suggested that you take cholesterol medication or change your diet? If you've decided to change your eating, Nutritional Weight and Wellness has a proven plan to normalize cholesterol numbers. After helping hundreds of people raise their HDL good cholesterol, lower their LDL bad cholesterol, and reduce triglycerides, they're confident diet is the answer. Their diet is scientific. It creates the results you want. The nice thing about their plan is that it's not a starvation diet, and you don't have to eat tofu. You will be amazed how effective nutrition can be in normalizing cholesterol. Even better, there are no side effects. You may also discover other benefits from this approach, such as increased energy and better moods. If you are ready to commit to an eating plan to manage your cholesterol, give Nutritional Weight and Wellness a call at 651-699-3438 or go to weightandwellness.com.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I am Christina Swigert, and I'm always amazed at the number of people experiencing memory problems. Even more surprising, though, really, is the power of nutrition when it's applied to a memory problem. And, you know, as nutritionists, we really analyze what is causing people's memory loss, and then we will support that deficiency through a correct eating plan, and some very key supplements. And you know, our brain really is our most important organ, and we need to take very careful care of it. And one way that you can learn how to take more careful care of your brain is through our weight and wellness classes. And if you have questions about those classes or are interested in signing up from them, check out our website at weightandwellness.com, or you can call the office today at 651-699-3438.
Now, a couple of the things that I do personally to make sure that I have pretty good memory, and I keep working on it all the time, is that I certainly do get enough sleep. I mean, that's my 8 or 9 hours of sleep is a must for me. I do take omega-3 fish oil, you know, quite a few every day. And I do take some extra B vitamins every day to make sure that my brain function is working. And one other something that is very, very simple is, I think there is sometimes people forget about that, don't they? That some of the things that are very simple things, that some habits that we can establish. And I think maybe we should talk a little bit about those habits.
So if you think, if we are what we eat, then wouldn't we be what we drink as well? I think a lot of us have heard that our bodies are 60% water, but how many of us know that our brain is 75% water? While there is no research to show that drinking water improves memory, research does show that even a small amount of dehydration leads to confusion and memory problems.
So I think it's important for people to think about, you know, their activities and, you know, what is dehydrating you? Maybe you're a soccer player like I was, and I still am. I'm going to try and play again this summer. So maybe you're even at a young or older age taking a diuretic maybe for your blood pressure medication.
I think that's one that people don't realize, Christina.
No.
They take blood pressure medications and they have no idea that it's a diuretic.
Right. And that would be a lot of people out there drinking sodas, excess amounts of alcohol, or just not drinking water. You know, better memory can be as simple as drinking 8 glasses of water a day.
So now we've got about 4 or 5 things that people can do. They can sleep, they can take omega-3s, B vitamins, and they can make sure that they're drinking their water.
Yes.
And we're going to take a few callers. And hi, Nancy. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us?
Yes, I do. Just a minute ago, the gal said something about she eats 2 organic eggs every day.
Certainly, and that
was
me.
What about the cholesterol?
Well, that is one of those myths that's been out there for a number of years.
Yeah.
Actually, you know where you make your cholesterol? Do you have any idea what part of your body? It's actually made in your liver. So then you always say, well, now what could be making my liver make more cholesterol than I need?
Uh-huh.
You know, it could be that you're eating too much sugar.
Okay.
Or drinking too much alcohol, or drinking too much pop, and those are the things that make your liver produce more cholesterol.
Okay.
So it isn't the cholesterol, and that's been pretty well researched, that it is not the cholesterol coming from food. Another thing, when you're looking at organic eggs, half of that egg yolk is an omega-3. So when you're eating omega-3, it reduces cholesterol. I mean, it reduces your bad cholesterol and supports your good cholesterol.
Okay.
So,
I think it's also been shown that trans fats also raises your cholesterol quite a bit.
Yes.
Right.
So, you know, you cook your eggs in butter and not in, you know, Crisco or any of those bad fats, of course, or, you know, corn oil or something like that. So, you know, enjoy your eggs and have a great memory.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that is something that a lot of people just don't quite understand yet.
Hi, Jerry. You have a question for us. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Yes, you were talking about acid reflux, you know, and taking medications for that.
Yep.
And I was told that I have scleroderma, and I had to have my esophagus stretched twice now. And then they put me on Prevacid, and I feel like I'm having, you know, some problems with that because I'm, you know, getting diarrhea and all kinds of other things going on. And so now they changed it to... I think it's called SFX or Acetafex or something like that. And so I was wondering, you know, you said vitamin or fish oil.
Well, I think when you're looking at acid reflux, Christina, you want to talk a little bit about what we find as far as causing acid reflux and how you can kind of correct it maybe?
Sure. I mean, there's some basic things that really apply to everybody, and that would be processed foods and sugars definitely are going to cause more reflux. Some people are really low in like acidophilus in their stomach, And then sometimes it is foods. And I mean, you said that you have scleroderma. So something that maybe you and a lot of other people maybe need to look at is something like gluten, like Dar's client that we mentioned earlier. I believe that was something that he had to cut out and was a key factor in getting rid of his reflux.
Which is also
I never thought about that.
Which is also a key factor in autoimmune diseases.
Yeah.
And
So,
you know, I think
that's a very interesting thing because I am, I have diarrhea a lot. And that, I think, is part of that, isn't it, with the gluten?
Yeah, and not for everybody. I mean, you could just have, like, the scleroderma and no diarrhea, but if you've got both, then that really probably is something that you really need to look at.
Okay.
You know, it probably would pay you to make an appointment for a consultation with one of us. You know,
okay,
and,
well, I live in California, so...
we do long distance.
Yeah. Oh, you
really
do?
Yeah, we really do. We
okay.
do, because we do people from all over the United States, because... You know, we really can help people even doing it that way. So,
okay, that'd be great.
So, you know, just email us and or, you know, call our office and you know, our email is email@weightandwellness.com.
Okay.
And, you know, we can send you out the forms and can work with you long distance.
Okay, that sounds great because I'm just having a lot of female problems and stuff, you know,
and
also.
You know,
and I don't know if it's all connected or not, but and I don't know what else is going on, but I have other things happening with my tailbone is hurting, and I don't know what is going on. But
well, I think all those have a nutritional connection, so it's really helping all those areas.
Okay.
So thanks for the call.
Yeah,
that was
a great call.
We really appreciate the question.
Oh, thank you.
So maybe we'll just take one more question here. Naomi?
Yeah.
You have a question for us today about multivitamins?
Yes, I do. So you guys are talking about taking a B vitamin, right? And I went to the natural health food store and I bought brand, I think it's called Solaris or something like that. And it's just a regular multivitamin, right? And but I noticed that since I've been taking that, like I am in my urine, it's really yellow. So I'm just thinking, was before I taking a bad multivitamin that that never happened because I just changed it? It's just new, you know, it's just a new vitamin for me. Or it's a good thing that it's happening, or should I look into buy another multivitamin?
You know, probably. My guess is that your other multivitamin didn't have much strength to it, and now you have a better quality probably, and it sounds like it's probably a better one. And I think most people that take a multivitamin with vitamin C and vitamin B, they do have a little color in their urine, unless they're drinking a ton of water. So I think that's a good sign.
Oh, okay. And sorry, I just have one more question. I was just concerned, you know, because I worry about my kidneys being overworked, but I don't need to worry about that.
Oh, no, not at all. Nope,
and my other question, then, sorry, Dar, but it's about, you mentioned about eating eggs and things like that, and I also have a high cholesterol, like the other caller was talking, but I'm more concerned not with the cholesterol in foods, but the saturated fats. So I really, you know, struggle, like, drinking the whole milk and have egg every morning. If I would do that and decrease the processed food, would I still see my cholesterol go down?
If you get rid of the processed foods, yes, you'll see your cholesterol go down. It's the trans fats and the sugar that's making your cholesterol go up.
Go up? Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you so much. I love your show. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, I personally have found a special memory supplement that I've been using for the last couple of years. Crayon Research, under the direction of Dr. Paris Kidd, formulated a supplement called Brain Vibrance. In fact, we had one before we started
today.
You know, it contains acetyl L-carnitine, phosphocholine, and phosphatidylserine. And these are phospholipids that are important for brain function. You know, the best food sources for phospholipids is animal brain and organ meat. And neither of these do I really eat very often. You know, I take my phospholipids in a supplement form. And at my age, maintaining my memory is really very important. So, it's a great idea for a lot of people. So questions today, 651-641-1071.
Now it's possible to get proper nutrition anytime, anywhere.
No way. Not anytime.
It's true. Anytime.
Right before bed?
In between meals?
Yep. Great nutrition anytime, anywhere.
How about at a pork rind factory gift shop?
Sure. If you've got your iPod. Thanks to the Dishing Up Nutrition podcast, you can listen to the Dishing Up Nutrition show at the time and place most convenient to you. Here's how it works. You can listen to Dishing Up Nutrition, FM 107's health and wellness show, at its normal broadcast time, noon to 1 on Saturdays. But if you're busy or out of town, don't worry. You can listen to your favorite nutritionists, Dar, Christina, and Wendy, anytime you like by streaming or downloading the show via the internet. Stream it live at fm1071.com. Or to download current or past episodes, go to the radio tab at the Nutritional Weight and Wellness website, weightandwellness.com. Each show will teach you how food choices affect your energy, focus, and overall health. You'll hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through nutrition. Saturdays at noon or whenever you want at weightandwellness.com.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I am Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist, and today I'm here with Dar Kavist, who's also a licensed nutritionist, and our special guest, Christy Kavist, soon to complete her master's degree in nutrition. And you know, I just want to take a second and thank the Goodhue community for inviting me down there this past week to speak to all of them, close to 60 people. And really, they were a bunch of parents who really were interested on how to feed their kids healthy. And a big thanks to Jane and Ann, Jane Lexvald and Ann Buck, who spread the word, had great posters made, and it was just a lot of fun answering all their questions and sharing some information with them.
So one of the things, just to kind of alert people, our Weight and Wellness six-week series starts the week of April 14th. You know, we have classes in St. Paul, White Bear Lake, Chanhassen, Brooklyn Park, and Wayzata. You know, these are classes with great information and great motivation to change your eating habits. This is the spring to start getting healthy. So if you want to call our office, it's 651-699-3438, or you can check our website. It's weightandwellness.com, and we have all the classes listed. And, you know, a couple of things. I know that Christy and Christina, you were both straight A students through your college careers, and I wasn't, but you guys were. And you can really describe all those biochemical pathways in the brain. But, you know, I kind of like to bring things down to a simple concept for listeners. You know, the connection between high processed carbohydrate eating, insulin resistance, and memory loss. Let's make that connection.
Right. And one way to make that connection is just looking at diabetics. And we know that they, because of their high blood sugars, are at a much higher risk to develop dementia and Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So eating excessive amounts of carbohydrates, it produces higher blood sugars, and that causes the pancreas to secrete insulin, which in turn creates an inflammation response in our body and our brain. And Alzheimer's is a disease. It's a disease of brain inflammation.
And a conference that I was at about a year ago, Dr. Lombard from New York, who works a lot with brain-related illnesses, really showed these amazing research studies with graphs and everything that just showed an exact correlation between this insulin issue. So people with higher blood sugars, higher insulin, had a direct correlation with higher levels of Alzheimer's and dementia, and it was pretty clear.
Well, so, you know, when you take this and you take it back into your eating and take it back into your kitchen, you know, if you're eating a bagel and juice for breakfast and you're putting that low-fat cream cheese on because you think it's better for you, you actually may be interfering with your memory. And if you're feeding your kids this big bowl of cereal before they go off to school, you know, the cereal and juice, you actually may be creating a lack of focus and a lack of memory for them. So what would be some better ideas for breakfast then for these, you know, for people actually?
Right. Well, we make eggs pretty much every morning at home, and sometimes we'll put some vegetables in there. Sometimes I'll do some, you know, turkey sausages. I don't have the chemicals, and fruit, and they might do a little bit of whole grain toast, but put some good peanut butter, almond butter on there. They do have a lot of fat in the morning. My kids do.
Yes, and we also do organic eggs at our house every morning. My one daughter, who does happen to be allergic to chicken eggs, we give her duck eggs. She can handle those just fine. And we do yogurt in the morning a lot of times, and mm-hmm. we do sausage in the morning a lot of times. So Yeah, we do eat a big hearty breakfast every day. Yeah.
Now, Christy, you're going to have to come over to the office and you're going to have to give the name of your duck egg farmer, because I know that there's other people out there with their kids having allergies to eggs. So, and Willow's able to eat
duck eggs. It's amazing. She never has a problem with the duck eggs. So it's been a wonderful thing for us.
And they're big, aren't they?
They're big, and they're full of great nutrients too.
Yes, actually, they're higher in some of these.
Yep, nutrients. They're higher in vitamin D, and they're higher in a lot of the B vitamins also.
That's so great. You know, I think it's a matter of kind of thinking in terms of replacing some of this processed foods with real foods. And so, oh wow, we have a lot of callers right now. I think we better get to work here. Hi, Mary. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi. I want to thank you for your super, super marvelous program.
Thank you.
And then I have a couple of questions. The one I talked about, though, to the interviewer was a question regarding the low-fat era.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if people who grew up in that era are affected adversely, like I'm thinking pregnant women and children and babies especially. And if that's the case, what could one do, if that were your situation, to counteract that?
Oh, you guys can talk. You're both moms, and what you guys can talk about this now.
I think one area that I see this playing a big role in is just hormone health, because especially with the area of fertility and especially young women with menstrual cycles and things like that, when you take out those good, healthy fats and instead put processed fats and processed sugars, it really affects a person's hormone balance, and it affects men, too. There's a lot of men are having a lot more hormonal issues as well.
Well, I think, too, you know, Mary, how do you change people? You know, and I think that's why we have such an epidemic of osteoporosis right now. And it's in, and people have been, you know, drinking the diet pop and eating low fat, and they've been, you know, they've been afraid of fat. So it's showing in a lot of ways. And is it showing in memory? Well, I certainly see a lot of people in their 30s and 40s now.
Yeah.
And they're checking memory as a problem, and they're also checking a lot of other health problems. Christy, you kind of, when you're working with your kids at home, you're always trying to make sure that they get fat in different ways, aren't you?
Yes. I always make sure that they're getting whole milk. Definitely, we never have skim milk in our house.
Well, and parents shouldn't have skim
milk.
No.
Just for brain development, they need the whole milk. And we always have olive oil, butter, avocados, and olives. And my kids eat this every day. And and actually, I have to say my five-year-old, she's been showing off because she can add and subtract in her head now. So she got...
I know.
She's very proud. Yes.
We have a game. I call her and we have a game, and she adds it for me while we're on the phone. So thanks for the call, Mary. I hope we answered your questions.
Well, I'm wondering if you can undo that.
Well, I think you can, certainly.
How?
All you have to do is start eating good fats, like a tablespoon or two tablespoons for every meal and every snack, and you start to replenish those healthy fats back into the brain. Yes, your brain is alive, just like your bones are alive. And so, yes, you can heal your brain. So, make sense?
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. So, let's just take another call here. Hi, Sandy. You have a question?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
My mother is unable to take, she has a very difficult time taking pills, especially large ones. Has a hard time swallowing. So I got my dad on fish oil, but I cannot get her to take it because she can't swallow it. And you had mentioned, I think, just briefly a little bit ago, there's a liquid form of fish oil.
Mm-hmm. We have it at our office, but I think it's by Metagenics, isn't it, Christina?
Yep.
And that's most healthcare professionals carry that. It can be very concentrated, so you only have to take a couple of teaspoons a day.
And it doesn't taste bad. My son loves it. He wants more than just the amount I give him because it's got a little fruit essence in it, too.
Right.
Okay.
So I think your mom would like it. So we have it at our office, or chiropractors and other healthcare professionals would have it.
Okay. None of the GNCs and that would carry it.
I doubt it. I don't think so. These are really, I think the way they... make it taste. That little bit of lemon or that lime in there really makes a difference for people. And it's that quality, again, that they have.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, Metagenics is a great brand for that. So,
It's called Metagenics?
Metagenics. Mm-hmm.
It's a company.
Yep.
Okay. And then also, I gave up Diet Coke a couple of years ago.
Right.
And everybody talks about how they, when they give up Diet Coke, they lost weight. Well, actually, I've been just continuing to gain weight, and I seem like I eat, if I do eat well in the daytime, I come home at night and I just eat and eat and eat. I just keep on eating.
Well, I think you're not eating balanced enough. And you know what? We actually have to take a break here, but maybe we can answer that question off the air when we come back.
Okay.
Sounds good? All right.
Thank you.
So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. The fact that we can support our brain with nutrition is a new concept for many. Our brain, just like our bones, is alive and uses more nutrients than any other organ in our body. We need to feed our brain good fats throughout the day. And when we come back, we'll share some of those brain fat secrets.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. And, you know, we just couldn't leave the topic about memory without making sure that we talk a little bit more about the good fats for your brain.
So your brain is made up of omega-3 fats, and the brain is at least 60% fat. So, yes, it is true. We are a bunch of fatheads.
So the brain can actually be easily damaged by trans fats, and those would be, you know, we talk about this a lot, margarine, Crisco, corn oil, you know, those commercial cookies and those commercially made muffins, French fries, all those things that have trans fats in them. And chips, you know, maybe trans fats. You know, if you're looking at wanting to know if something's got a trans fat in it, what do we need to look for on the label?
Need to read the ingredients and not just trust the 0 grams and the nutrition facts, and look for either hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oils.
And all those commercial, almost all the commercial baked goods mm-hmm. still have trans fats in them.
Yep.
And what kind of good fats do we actually need to start adding to our diet more?
Well, some of our favorites would be real butter instead of margarine. Olive oil is great for cooking with a good extra virgin coconut oil, nuts, olives, avocados. There's lots of options out there.
So add at least 1 tablespoon of good fat to 5 or 6 small meals per day for the best memory.
And actually, you know, the lady that called in that had a question about why is she gaining weight once she gave up Diet Pop, which usually is not the case. I mean, people usually lose several pounds when they give up Diet Pop. And all I can say is maybe she's not adding the 1 or 2 tablespoons because that also makes us feel satisfied, doesn't it?
Right.
It cuts down our hunger. And I guess, you know, I have to look at, is she adding enough protein each time she eats?
Right.
You know, and she needs to add, you know, 2 to 4 ounces of protein several times a day. And then what else does she need to eat? She needs to eat fat, protein, and what else?
And healthy carbohydrates from vegetables, some fruits, maybe a little bit of whole grain. And also, I think, too, is she eating frequently enough throughout the day? I find a lot of times people who get more compulsive eating in the evening maybe have been stretching themselves for too long throughout the day and not getting healthy, those balanced snacks in as well as balanced meals.
You know, one of the tricks that I have my clients do is in the middle of the afternoon, around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I have them make something like chicken wild rice soup, or chili is another great food.
Mm-hmm.
And they have maybe a cup and a half at that time. And suddenly they don't have all those sugar cravings when they hit the door and when they get home. And it's just those little tricks that we teach both on an individual basis with people and also when we're doing our weight and wellness classes, we teach all those little tricks for people.
Right.
So, you know, thank you, Christy, for being here. It wasn't so bad, was it?
Nope. Thank you, Dar.
And thank you, Christina. And, you know, food can be the problem or food can be your solution. Have a great week. Thank you.
All is groovy. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da-da-da-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-